The issue involves a bit of 1953 Wisconsin property tax code, which was aimed at giving companies a break for recycling their wastewater. But a cardboard manufacturer from New Jersey successfully argued in court that the law allows companies to claim exemptions for recycling anything. The Newark group got out of paying several million dollars in state property taxes. State Senator Dave Hansen from Green Bay introduced what he calls the Newark Repair Bill into the budget. He says if the code isn't clarified, companies may claim deductions for recycling paper, glass, and who knows what else.
We've even heard if you're producing cheese from whey, the potential is there that you would not have to pay taxes because you're actually recycling something and making it into a product. So taken to an extreme, it's been estimated as high as $5 billion off the property value and as much as many hundreds of millions of property tax shifted to the residential people in the state.
The city of Green Bay has already lost $300,000 in tax revenue from one company. If more businesses get the deductions, Mayor Jim Schmidt says it'll mean cuts in services or an increased burden on citizens.
Just with the couple companies that we're talking about now, I mean, $2 million of taxes, you know, that's 5-6% tax increase to you as a homeowner.
Because of Department of Revenue regulations, the Newark repair bill would have to pass by August 1st if it's to be effective in the 2008 tax year. That means Democrats and Republicans in the legislature would have to reconcile two very different budget proposals in just under 3 weeks. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.